Moving Iron Podcast is proud to be part of the Global Ag Network. The network is live, so check out globalagnetwork.com for more details and updates. Now on to the show.
Moving Iron in the 21st century. Hardworking people working hard for you and me. Moving Iron, time and time again.
Hello and good afternoon to Moving Iron Podcast Market Rundown with Chip Nellinger. Chip, how you doing, man?
Hey, doing well. How you doing?
Not too bad. We're a little ahead of time here, but usually we do this on Sundays, but we have both had stuff going on this weekend, so we decided to do it today. And couldn't have been a better day. It looks like corn has decided to go up instead of down for a change.
Yes, it's. I thought something was broke on my screen here as I looked, but we're about a dime off the lows from yesterday. So a good development. I think part of that is we're kind of towards the end of this basis contract roll. Most of that's behind us. We got first notice day for May futures on Tuesday, next Tuesday, and so all positions there have to be rolled or exited by then or face delivery. And so I think you're towards the end of that. That probably contributed to a lot of the selling pressure this week. Funds were big sellers. But I think the other thing is, as you look at today, I mean, right now beans are down a nickel, corn's up four. So I think that's kind of telling you that maybe the weather is starting to matter just a little bit. You know, we've been scratching our heads for a while, wondering, you know, what is the market looking at? I mean, it's wet, it's cold, there's snow. You know, it's supposed to be another major snowstorm, you know, kind of in the far north, you know, Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, far northern Illinois. So finally, maybe the weather is just starting to matter a little bit because it is less than ideal, not much planting activity. We're going to be probably well behind the pace on Monday afternoon's report, but more importantly, maybe get another week to two out and we're still behind the pace on corn planting, then things start to get a lot more interesting. And the funds are loaded up short with a record short. So there's the potential. The kindling is built. The big bonfire is built. And the diesel fuel has been poured all over it. We just need something to light a match.
Yeah, it's I'll tell you what, these shorts have just been, they've really kind of wrecked the market here late. And like I talked earlier this morning with Andy Setzer, you know, there's not much there to really sway them off that. I mean, USDA, the reports have come out, they keep talking about the same, you know, there's not really no positive stuff to come from that. And they keep selling, you know, what are we off, 30 cents off the last, off corn over the last couple weeks, you know, 2-3 weeks, something like that, since the 1st of April. So there's a lot of things taking place, a lot of things happening. So it's a, you know, needless to say, that I think we've hit that point where something big is going to happen. I mean, how much further can they ride the shorts down before they decide to start buying stuff out and jump out of that position? There's going to be, sooner or later, there's going to be a opportunity for them to do something different. So,
we did a little study here earlier today. I believe it's over the last 6 or 7 years, the average swing during the marketing year on corn, I'm talking specifically corn, from the funds, the average change has been a little over 400,000 contracts. So that would tell you right now there's a lot of people estimating that they're short close to 400,000 contracts, that you know, there's probably a strong potential at some point in the next few months they're going to want to get out of the short position, at least get flat or slightly long again. And that's a lot of buying power. So, you know, you just need the spark. Could be weather. We also have some China talks next week. And there's some optimism around that could maybe produce a final, you know, signed agreement very shortly. So there's a little bit of optimism out there. And we just, you know, it's like anything. The funds are great, right? We need the funds there. I mean, you cuss them when they're pushing the market lower, but you need them there because they push it to extremes.
Right.
So it's giving you an opportunity at each extreme, or they're loading, you know, everybody to the same side of the boat, you know, when they want off the boat, it goes, you know, rolls over the other way pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're looking at, I've watched the radar here. We've had a little bit of rain out in the woods here a couple days here. Excuse me. For the last couple days. And I've been watching that radar. And, man, I'll tell you what. It just can't catch a break between basically the Missouri River and the Mississippi River. It's just, there's this rain from north to south. I mean, coast, you know, Gulf Coast all the way to Canada. What's the conditions like out there right now? And how many guys do you have that are planting in your area?
Well, I tell you, Illinois in general has had a little bit of planting activity. It's been kind of hit or miss. The problem here is it's way different than what they're doing. I mean, we're supposed to be in the 70s all week, and I think we were like one day, and it's still cold at night. It's barely getting, you know, up into the 60s. It's cloudy. We don't have winds on days, so we're not doing any net drawing, and it's not warm. There's the next 5-6 days here, we've got chances, pretty healthy chances of additional rain. So it's just not drying out. And so guys are saying, yeah, I maybe planted a little bit in some areas, and I'm not super proud of it. I probably shouldn't have, but it's just time to go. I would tell you there's a little triangle from kind of western Illinois through northern Missouri, up to about, you know, Des Moines, and that kind of triangle has had, it's been way drier than anywhere else, and they've had some fair amount of planting and activity in that little pocket. But outside of that, it's been a real struggle, and the forecast doesn't look real great going forward. A lot of rain coming. I talked to a producer in kind of central Indiana this morning. They got another 1.6 inches ponds there. He said if it didn't rain anymore, it'd be probably 10 days before they could get back in and even think about planting. So, you know, the far eastern Corn Belt is wet. The north is wet. The far west out by you is wet. It's not great. And the problem is, you know, next week we turn the calendar to May. It hasn't mattered up until this point, but now it really starts mattering because you also have some logistical issues with getting fertilizer and nitrogen anhydrous, you know, because of the high Mississippi River, as well as some of the issues on the rail lines that were caused by those floods earlier. So it's not great out there, and the market hasn't cared, but I can tell you, unless this forecast, if we come in next week, Monday, Tuesday, and it changes and it's 80 degrees and sunny and they take all the rain out, that's one thing. But if it looks like it does today or worse come Monday on the extended forecast, you know, I think the market will start taking a lot more notice to that. So we're kind of right on the fence here of really having some issues with weather and having it start to affect the corn market unlike it has for the last 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Recap the cattle market so far this week and what you've seen happen there.
Cattle have been pretty ugly. So we've talked for several weeks. We've had a nice up move here. And one of the issues, one of the warning flags has been the funds have been basically record long cattle. And they're starting here at the end of the month to come out of some of that stuff. Now, we are kind of mixed here. Actually, we've traded both sides. They're back lower right now as we speak, 40 to 50. But we've had a big down move this week. We've probably taken $8 off of the futures in the last 5 or 6 trading sessions. We're kind of down near some key support areas. Chart does not look real good, and the fund's still long amount, big amount, I should say. And so, you know, you kind of diverged here. Cash traded okay this week, but the futures really broke hard. Might have a little additional liquidation ahead of us in the short run in the cattle market. So, again, talking about those funds, like in the case of corn, you know, it's great. They pushed this thing up and had a huge uptrend in cattle, but, you know, again, the door is only so big. When they want out, all of a sudden, you know, we took a big drop from the highs a week ago. Hog market has had a little bit of an ugly week as well. There were no export sales to China in the Thursday reports you know, as far as pork goes. That's been the big issue here. They've taken a huge amount of pork over the last, I'll call it 2 months in here, at least on the sales. I'm not sure that much of it has shipped yet. That's one question is when is that going to ship? but they were not in the report as far as export sales report on Thursday. At this point in the market a little bit, so you closed them actually a little bit down yesterday. They've again traded both sides unchanged, but $1.65 to $1.30 lower depending on the month there. So a little bit of an ugly week in the livestock markets. I don't think it's the end of the world for hogs. I think there's going to be plenty of buying support in there. You know, on this break, anywhere from $2 to $5 lower. We've got a huge move higher in hogs. So that is one market, our ag markets, that is pretty exciting. And, you know, you talk about volatility. The market swings $4 or $5 low to high in a day. So there's plenty of excitement. If you need excitement, watch the hog market for a couple hours because it'll get your heart racing.
Yeah, hog market's all over the place, man. But those guys that are hog producers, man, God bless them, because they, one day it's feast, one day, next day it's famine. So it's a crazy swing.
And I think that is a perfect example. I mean, I think we've talked about this in the past. I think the hog market is a perfect example of how these markets in today's day and age act, right? Because it's just like we're talking about the weather in corn, right? And we've been talking about it for a while. It's been horrendous weather for a while. The market hasn't cared. Just pushed lower, 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 lower. It was the same thing in hogs, right? We knew about the African swine fever. We knew about the problems in the Chinese hawker. We knew they were probably going to have to buy our pork eventually. And it's just lower every day. And every $3 or $4 bounce, you'd see 3 days later and pushing in new lows again. And all of a sudden, just something clicked, right, like that. And then it mattered. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody wants to buy it. The tide just totally turns. Hogs rally $20. So yeah. This goes to show you, corn could look like that. Beans could look like that. All you need is that spark, because we've got the rubber band stretched too far. And when it snaps back, it doesn't take long, and it creates a lot of volatility. So it's been ugly in the grain markets, but you know it can change on a dime, and oftentimes does, and probably will. And it'll be impossible to predict, and impossible to pin exactly why or the reason. But you know, we'll get better. So you can't get too dejected about these grain markets, and still have a plan. Absolutely realize that we can rally. We likely will rally at some point. There were, I just heard at lunch today, this is second hand, and I won't name names, but one of the head gurus of a major grain trading company was reported to have said that new crop corn will never get back to 420. So that's a kiss of death. When you go on record saying never, then never is about to slap you in the face.
Yeah. Well, I've said never a lot, and that's a long time. And I end up eating a pile of crow after I've done that. So it's we've talked about
it. The only thing you should never do is say never.
That's exactly right. Good advice. Good advice from Chip Nellinger right there.
Hey, words of wisdom on a Friday on the Moving Iron Podcast.
The only
thing you should never do is use the word never.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely right. Because God knows I've said never a lot, and I end up doing it again. So, what do you do, right?
Yeah.
Just like we've talked about here, lots of stuff going on, lots of reasons to have a plan in place, or to be working on a plan. If guys wanted to do that with you, how would they do that?
Yeah, just give us a call, 309-550-7213. We'd love to chat with you. It's depressing out there to watch these markets, but there are some things you can do right now to implement as part of your marketing plan. We'd love to chat with you, give you some ideas. Just give us a call. We'd be happy to talk to you.
Right on, Chip. All right, Chip. Well, have a good rest of the week here, and enjoy your vacation, and we'll catch you when you get back, man.
Yeah, all right, a week from Sunday, we'll be back in action. And I'm about, just over the past 10 years, I don't have statistics for this, and it doesn't matter the time of year. You could randomly throw a dart and have me take a week off. And I've been told by customers I'm about 80% accurate the week I'm gone. It's a real haywire week in the market. So I'm hoping that by the time I come back, corn's, 30, 40 cents higher, and beans are 60, 70 cents higher. We've got a China trade deal. So I'm trying my part here to, you know, help our customers and farmers out there, because I've been told I'm about 80% accurate over the last decade. So let's hope that's the case.
Well, I hope so too. When you come back, that 420 thing will be in the
there. Let's prove never right. Correct. Okay.
There you go.
We'll do it.
All right, Jim. Take care of yourself.
All right, man. I'll talk to you a week from Sunday.
See you, buddy.
All right.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Moving Iron Podcast, now part of the Global Ag Network. If you'd like to continue any of these conversations, you can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Moving Iron LLC. You can also send me an email at Moving Iron Podcast at MovingIronPodcast.com. You can also visit the Moving Iron Podcast YouTube channel and watch Market Roundup with Chip Nellinger, Sean Hackett, and Angie Setzer. Also, Tax News with Glenn Birnbaum. Please visit MovingIronLLC.com. Here you can find information, details, and updates for the 2019 Moving Iron Summit in Nashville, Tennessee. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can leave a review and subscribe at iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, and GlobalAgNetwork.com. So until next time, let's go move some iron. This is Casey Seymour. Out.
Moving iron in the 21st century. Hardworking people working hard for you and me. Moving iron time and time again. Through the years you'll find a seed.